Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Fucked. The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
What up, fuckers? Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
The anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
Hey.
Oh, man. Guys, in Jersey and primarily New York.
Yeah.
What are you doing on Valentine's Day? Because boy, do we have a treat for you. Corinne and I are headlining a Valentine's Day show. We're really fucking excited about it. It's on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. It starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $35 per person, which includes dinner. And if you're able to drink, you get a free glass of champagne and it includes the ticket price.
But it's exciting because it's 18 and up.
Yeah. So you can be 18.
You just can't have come. Champagne.
Yeah. So we're going to promote the flyer and we'll put all the details into the description. But it's at a place called Soup Salad Sandwich.
Which sounds
like
you've given up.
Like your mom retired and then made a cafe. But it's really nice, I promise.
Yeah, it's like a cool vibe. It's nice to have it's going to have a chill Valentine's Day vibe, but still yeah. Romantic. If we bring a date, bring a friend.
And it's an intimate place. So mm-hmm. Seating is very limited. So we strongly, if you're able to come, it's in Jersey City, 50 Journal Square Plaza is the exact address. You can just take the path. And if you want to make a reservation, which we highly encourage you to do because we anticipate that this is going to sell out because it's not a lot of seats. The number is 2012612669.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's chock full of Guys We Fuck past guests because it's being produced by Craig Mahoney, aka Craig Mahoney.
Get over here, Craig.
And Mike Brown, aka Yo Mike Brown, as people like to call him.
Sexy Mike Brown.
Is hosting the show. So it's going to be really fun. Christina and I will both be doing long sets. We'll be there all night. We'll be hanging out, probably getting blitzed with you.
Yeah. So hang out with us after.
Or not if you're not 21.
Yeah. Don't drink, guys.
You know, just be safe.
Yeah, so that's going to be really fun. So if you don't have Valentine's Day planned Saturday, February 14th, hang out with us.
And it's super easy to get to. It's right across from the PATH station. So even if you're coming from the city or someplace else in Jersey, you don't have to have a car.
Isn't that great?
You can get there.
You guys, it's going to be so fun.
And then this is exciting. We are starting our touring.
Oh, shit.
Our touring process. We're going to be in Illinois. And I know you're thinking, oh, Chicago? Nope. Not even close.
Nope. Like way far
just
from Chicago.
Just a rural area. We're doing a little mini tour Friday, February 20th through Sunday, February 22nd. We're going to be in Decatur, Nokomis, and Champaign, Illinois. Hope I pronounced those correctly.
Whatever.
It's, you know.
I'm sure you did.
We're fine. And we're going to be hosting a comedy and drag show with our friend Melanie Felony.
Mm-hmm. Really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be really wild and fun it's rural.
Yes, and it's going to be one of all three of the dates, I'm certain, are going to be one of those nights where it's like, something weird's gonna happen, and I'm just kind of like waiting for it to, like, we're gonna get bug wild. And I'm really excited. Just
fingers crossed, you know, well, we're all safe at the end of it.
Yes. I'll give my mom phone numbers of all around me just in case I disappear. You know?
But hey, if you live in rural Illinois, that's your fucking chance.
Yeah,
this is your moment, boo.
We're going to be there. I've never been to Illinois in my life.
Mm-hmm. I have, but only for like a day.
I'm so sheltered.
I was in Chicago for like 24 hours with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
Tex Wars.
Ryan Reese. Tex Wars shout out.
Never forget.
How are you doing, Corinne?
I'm good, although I've decided that, I don't know, I'm just like not into sex. I've been masturbating a lot and getting back into that, and I watched some porn.
With your brain or porn? Oh, I was gonna ask.
Both. I did one night porn. I it's more like I've had trouble sleeping and I've been so fucking bored because we've been inside because of the snow.
Dude,
and I went like crazy week. I went crazy. I left for 2 hours and my roommate was like, were you at the gym for 2 hours? And I was like, yes, because I just escaped from Alcatraz. Like, I cannot be here any longer.
Yeah.
When I am working out because I no longer want to be in my home, that's
when you know
that's a lot.
I should move, but you can't.
I just couldn't. I was like, I have not moved for days. Nothing was making. I got into the show Dance Moms. Like, it's
been
a long and winding
road. Dude, that show is so horribly great.
That fucking teacher lady on Dance
Abby
Moms.
Abby Lee Miller, you mean?
Oh, God.
Abby
she
Lee Miller?
She makes me want to punch a fucking kitten or something. I don't like her.
Well, I like shows like that because I don't... Did you take... Like, I was a dancer and a twirler for many years as a child.
I did the mom and dad just want to see you in a cute little outfit when you're 3 years old in the photo shoot kind of dance.
I did twirling competitions. I also did gymnastics. I was always kind of like into that thing. Not as serious as them, but you know.
Dude, they're serious.
More serious than I wanted
and
to
that
be.
Woman, Abby
Lee Miller.
Okay, all right.
The Abby
all right.
Lee Miller right. Dance
okay,
studio.
Abby motherfucking three names. You're not that great, Abby. Shout out to Abby Lee Miller.
Well, it was sad because like it was the highlight of the blizzard for me was realizing that the girl Maddie, who's always at the top
in
of
the
pyramid,
sea of video, she's in all the Sia videos.
She's in the Sia video, including the
she's
new
SNL.
One with Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, she danced on SNL.
Uh huh.
She's a great because I was looking at
people
her.
Got weirded out by that, including myself.
It was like sexual. But
did you read the explanation
she's an
though? It's her older self and her younger self battling each other in a cage.
Her older self is Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, basically. I mean, Sia doesn't show her face anymore, really. So
I
like,
know.
Yeah.
And what's that about, the not showing the face?
She just got over it. You know what I mean? She's like, everyone see my face. No one wants to see my face anymore. I don't know. Maybe a face. When she performed on SNL, she was like profile view.
Yeah,
like,
I
fucking,
saw.
Like,
the
blinds over her face.
Yeah. It was a little Gaga. I like her. I mean, whatever. Like she has wonderful music. So
yeah.
Go her.
Steven left to go to Miami.
Uh-huh. Lucky and Steven.
I know. Oh, son of a bitch. And I was like, have fun. I'm so happy you're going. And he's only going to be gone for like 2 days.
Well, you're having a staycation.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's rare for me that I am alone, like completely alone. Like I have a roommate and a boyfriend. So there's always people around, which I really love. And I'm around people all the time because I go places because I can't be by myself. But I can't, like, I need me time. Like, it's so essential to my life and my sanity.
Yeah.
The second he left, I took out my Hitachi wand from like my bottom drawer and I was like, all right, baby, it's just me and me for like an hour.
Yeah.
What's it gonna? And I tried, because you always tell me how like you can masturbate to your thoughts, and I'm kind of envious of that because I'm like, I don't want to have porn. It's like reading a book versus watching television.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm gonna masturbate to my thoughts.
Yeah.
And it took me like fucking 2 hours.
It's a little harder when you have a boyfriend because you
shit
feel a little
coming up in my brain that I'm like, get out of there, get out of there.
I always feel a little guilty when I have a boyfriend of masturbating to thoughts because it's never to the boyfriend.
Oh no, mine include the boyfriend. I've never masturbated to a boyfriend before. I'm just like, well, fuck you. And if I masturbate, I usually watch porn, so it doesn't even like I don't even have to focus on something.
I used to masturbate to my ex-boyfriend while I was dating him, but then I started to not like him anymore, and then I started masturbating to my friend who I don't have a sexual relationship with, and then it got weird.
Is that bad? I feel like guys do that. I don't know. I feel like girls and guys do that.
Well, I mean, I've pretty much realized in the past few months that I am a guy, and it's also become like this upsetting thing for me that I am not a guy because I would be slaying pussy.
Right, right.
And like if it was the reverse, like I would have so much game as a man, it would be insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
you're like, I don't care. And everyone's like, but I want you. Oh my God, give me your penis.
Yeah, I feel like it would be really great.
Yeah, my thoughts about Steven mainly were like him and another girl.
That's normal. I mean, for me. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
what is normal?
Look, what is normal? And I don't feel weird about it. I'm just like, I feel like at some point we've been together for 4 years.
Right.
I got to make shit happen. I want that to happen. I want to have a three-way or I want to have, well, my ideal first steps into like sexual adventures is a sex party. Where we don't have to do anything, you know? And then I feel like that will unleash an animal in me. I really do. So I'm kind of worried, but also excited. But I have to coordinate it.
Yeah. See, I'm just going, I'm just like going backwards in my sexual revolution. I'm going.
You're
going
to be like a virgin soon?
I'm going backwards. Yeah, I'm going to start wearing a petticoat soon, I think. I'm just really not, I got a lot of blizzard sexts. I'm just so uninterested, even by people who I would like to have sex with. I'm just not into it. It's all meaningless and it's just like a bunch of.
You're over it.
Blather on my phone, garbage, nonsense.
Do you sext? Are you sexting with people?
I mean, they're sexting to me and I'm writing LOL. Like, I'm just not, I'm just so over it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a bunch of nonsense.
Do they keep sexting? I feel like some guys are like, well, I guess I'll keep telling her stuff because she's laughing.
One guy who, I mean, he's not older, but like whatever. You know, he's an adult with a real life, not a fucking
exciting comic
or something.
Ooh, I'm turned on already.
I mean, this has been going on for years and it's great, but it's also just like at a certain point, it's like you know, you're my friend too. And like, I just don't want to just hear all this like sex nonsense, like when I don't feel like talking about it.
Like, right. Maybe can we just talk about like
just talk to me as like a friend. I mean, yeah. Not that we're buddies, but I don't know. I feel conflicted about it. I'm just over it.
Tune in, guys.
Bored. But I think it's in this point where now it's like going on 3 years of being single, and I'm like, now it's like I might just be morphing into a different person.
Oh, well, maybe. Cause you,
but like a weird reclusive person.
Oh, if you don't like the person you're becoming,
like now. I'm J.D. Salingering.
I mean, he did pretty well for himself.
Yeah, I mean,
he wrote that.
But book. I also didn't write many books.
Yeah, we gotta do that. Speaking of virgins, guys, we're gonna read an email. So basically, I'm not gonna say her name because I don't know if I can or not. So I'm just gonna play it safe. Okay, so I was hoping you guys would talk a little bit about losing your virginity and what your sex life was like early on when you were still new to sex and whatnot. Mine was very bad.
Okay.
I'm almost 19 and I've never had a boyfriend until now. Good for you. I started seeing a guy at the beginning of December and things got pretty serious and we both decided we wanted to pursue a relationship with each other. I'm staying the weekend with him at the end of the week and I know we're going to have sex. And she recently sent us this email. So like,
I hope we catch you soon enough.
He's almost 21 and he's had sex with only one previous person. I'm a virgin and I'm pretty nervous about having sex with him. I've experienced my fair share of oral sex and I've come close to having sex, but still haven't done the deed. I imagine you guys reading this next part and laughing. Thing, but here's what my main concerns are.
Okay.
Number one, it's going to hurt. Yeah, I mean, it hurt. Did it hurt for you, Corinne?
It hurt for me. It hurt a little bit, but not excruciating, and I didn't bleed. And also, just as much as it hurt me, it hurt my boyfriend because I was so tight that it kept making him lose his erection because it was
really
hurting his dick because it was too tight that it was like suffocating.
Oh, well, I'm Corinne. My pussy's too tight. My life is hard. Just kidding. I think looking back at mine, it hurt, but I just got my braces off and his dad was about to come home. So we rushed it. So there was no foreplay. So my advice would be foreplay, lube it up.
I mean,
touching and teasing and all that crap.
I don't want to brag, but my virginity story is pretty much cinematic. It's like a Cinderella story. But I mean, this was, you know, my first love. We had been together for a long time.
That's
was very
great.
Well planned, thought out. We had a hotel room.
And how old were you?
I was 18. Yeah. He was 26. I mean, he knew what he was doing. He was thoughtful, caring. I mean, just, it's a really... It
sounds
great.
Awesome. And I wish that for everybody.
The sex wasn't great. The night was great. And that's more important. We actually, it was so hard for the insertion that I don't think we actually had what you would call legitimate sex until the next day in my dorm room, honestly. But like the night that we all tried it, I mean, it was wonderful and beautiful.
Aww, did you cry? I cried.
No, I didn't cry.
Oh, I cried.
But
I
think he cried actually, but he's a more emotional person than me.
Yeah.
And I mean, he'll probably get mad about me if he hears this, but was just,
that sounds wonderful.
Just a wonderful, great experience.
Number two, I'm not going to know what I'm doing. Nobody does. And I kind of feel like if you've already had oral sex and you've already played around with people, then you have a little bit of a clue, but just take your time and do whatever feels
and
good.
And also,
yo.
Oh, I don't want to be this, but you're the girl. You don't have as much work to do. You're fine. You just lay there.
I'll just lay there like a fish. No, that's awful.
No, I mean, be interactive, but you know, let him take the lead, you know, like a dance.
Yeah, especially because he's had sex before.
Mm-hmm.
And three, I'm not 100% comfortable with my body and I especially hate my boobs. Christine, I'm sure you can relate. My boobs are really big, so they aren't perky. Actually really... When I'm in bed,
you don't hate your boobs.
I love my boobs. I love them. The thing is, I don't want to get attention for them when I don't want to get attention for them.
Yeah.
But oh man, there's always this moment with me where, because I wear baggy clothing, where I'm going to sleep with a guy. Like when I first saw Steven, I was like, "You ready for this one?" Because my boobs are pretty good.
Right.
When I want the attention for them, which is about when I'm about to have sex with somebody.
He never noticed even underneath your clothes how big they were.
I guess
guys notice. You think they don't notice?
He said he was surprised. He was like, "What the fuck?" Like ever because I wear bigger. Sometimes I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, he was like, "Whoa, I didn't know that was going on."
Right.
So that was fun. So I'm not uncomfortable with my boobs. And also, it doesn't matter if your boobs are not perky or not. Like, it doesn't. I feel like girls think guys care way more about little
Well, not
little thing, like little details.
Yeah, guys
that they really
don't notice
shit.
This shit. This
They're
is
like,
it's a boob. The same as a guy doesn't notice when you get a haircut or when you put doilies down in your fucking apartment. He's not going to notice if one
Jonathan,
tits a little bit different than the other.
$20 on those doilies.
Yeah, guys don't notice
You're such
shit.
A dick.
It's the big picture. But and also, like, I'm a little confused because they've been seeing each other, but they haven't had sex. But I mean, surely he's seen her naked. No,
it seems like she. Yeah,
yeah. It so seems like he already likes what he sees.
And then she goes on to say, "I don't want him to have sex with me," and then after. Afterwards, think to himself, I really like her, but the sex was bad. Obviously, it's not going to be amazing the first time, but I'm still.
I mean, I've really never heard that
happen. Get that out of your head.
In the history of life.
No, it'll never. It's
that's
that,
just never happened.
You're worried about something that isn't a worry. Just stop worrying about that. Just 100% don't worry about that.
Number
that is not going to happen,
yeah.
And you're not going to be bad. Like, don't lay there like a dead fish and have fun. That's
the number
really,
one key to having good sex is not worrying about it. I've literally.
You're worried.
Now, I've never thought any of these things. The only things I ever get worried about is getting pregnant.
But you're also abnormally confident. And like most people are not as confident.
I know,
as you.
But it's just
they
also
take a note from you for sure.
Just delete this whole. Don't think about these
and
things.
Then she goes on to say, which I find funny because I have a comment on this. Also, all the times I've ever been fingered, it's been more painful than enjoyable for me. None of my friends can relate to that, so I don't know what's wrong with me. When I masturbate, I try to use my fingers, but it never does it for me. If it's painful having fingers in me, I can't imagine a dick in there. What I have to say with that is fucking dudes, younger dudes,
yeah.
Do not know how to finger.
They're really
a
bad at fingering.
Girl.
Yeah.
I want to go on like a fucking rant about this because every high school experience that I had that involved a finger and my vagina,
stick it up and down.
I'm like, what are you? Don't beat me up. But I was so young and I was like, I guess this is what it's supposed to be like.
Anyone who's good at fingering knows that it's much more about the clit and the outside than the inside. You need to go inside very infrequently with your finger.
Every fingering experience I've ever had in high school, which there weren't a lot, but there were some.
Yeah.
Was not even, no teasing or it was just like,
here's my fingers in your pussy.
When I'm like, whoa.
When I masturbate, nothing goes inside me.
Yeah. Same.
I just don't do it. It's unnecessary.
I don't put vibrators or
anything really
inside
me. Feel good for me. I don't want to, my arm's not that long, you know? It's just, I can, and it's, you know, it's so annoying because I can make myself come so hard in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what's the issue? That wasn't even hard.
Right.
It wasn't even hard. It's so big what you're feeling down there. It's so throbbing. Like,
yeah.
Are you dumb?
Yeah.
But I don't want to call people dumb, but I mean, I think some people.
Well, like when they're masturbating?
No. When people,
or another
when,
person
when
trying
another
to
person's
make
fingering you. Like, I mean,
it's hard to imagine having different genitals and feeling how that feels,
I guess. The body tells you. The body is like walking you through it. The body is the paperclip in Word that walks you through how to write a letter.
Yeah. And even though you want to be like, shut up. Paperclip has a lot of stuff to offer.
Yeah.
You can use for that fucking paper,
I know you
okay?
think you can do it yourself.
Stop sparknoting.
Knows what to do.
Yeah. He's always there for
he
you.
He has the template ready for you. Let him help you.
And I wish that I knew, I wish I would have known to look for signs of like, this is working. Everything you're doing is good.
Yeah,
instead of just like
getting bigger. This
but I'm
is
in my
getting
head.
Wetter.
You're in your head too much. So you just like, I guess I got to go doing and that's going to be it. And I'm not even gonna look at him.
Oh,
no.
The first time I was, the first time I had sex, beautiful. The first time I got fingered.
Oh,
nightmare.
Go. Get out of town. I almost yelled at the one guy. I was in Jersey. We met these guys, Melissa and I, and they like, took us back to their shore house and like on the side of a fucking
that's the
river.
Most Jersey.
Oh, it was super Jersey.
Heard.
But he like just stuck his fingers. I'm like, dude, nah.
And also,
not at all.
Young
We're
guys
in the
have
grass.
The dirtiest fingers too.
Oh.
The dirtiest.
Oh.
Clean
he
your
just came,
fucking fingernails.
He just came from a fishing trip.
Oh.
I know. I shouldn't admit that.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
God.
I'm ashamed of myself. And then she goes on to say, even though I'm really nervous, the excitement outweighs my nervousness. Also, I'm really open when it comes to talking about sexual stuff. And I've already told him that. And we've already talked about the fact that we'll probably have sex this weekend. Hoping you guys respond to this before this weekend or better yet on the podcast. Oh, guess what we did. So good luck. Don't fucking worry about it.
Everything will be fine. And it's great that you're more excited than you are nervous.
Use
you
condom.
Should be excited. This is an exciting thing. I'm glad that you talked about it. I'm glad that this is not some weird surprise. It's going to be great.
It's going to be beautiful, you guys.
It's going to be good. I mean, like, yeah. And this is not going to be the most satisfied you'll ever feel. God help you.
Please
don't think that.
Oh, please.
It'll get so much better.
If I could tell my youngest self, I would be like, it gets better, girl.
Yeah, enjoy the experience and the newness
and
of
the
it. and the connecting to the person. Don't the sexual stuff. I mean, this will take years to get better, but that's great because you have so much to look forward to. Yeah. You have a long sexual life ahead of you.
The thing about like having someone inside of you is like when you like them, it's like a really beautiful thing.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. So have fun.
And that's the most heartful thing I'll ever agree to. Yeah.
Speaking of fucking.
Yes.
Our guest this week.
Oh, we got one.
He put his penis in Corinne. Woo! Corinne.
Whatever. Ridiculous. We're on the campy box. It's a guy Corinne fucked. And he's great.
He is. This episode is
really good.
It's funny because Christina mentioned that. And he's still, after all this time, and you know how old we are, after all this time, anytime a guy one of us has slept with is on the podcast, we're still like, like we're like Harajuku girls. We're Harajuku girls covering our mouths and giggling.
I know.
This episode was really interesting for me because I rarely get nervous and I'm rarely at a loss for words, and you won't hear me a lot because I was actually nervous. This is not a person I see. He's a comedian. I don't see him super often, but I see him around, and he's actually a year younger than me, but just something, I don't know. He has a way about him.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, this is going to reignite this feeling.
Did it?
Damn it.
Ah, shit, I'm sorry.
I don't know. There's just...
I kind of egged it on a little.
No, I mean, you didn't need to egg it on. It was just something... I don't know.
Well, everybody, I guess you'll see, hear for yourselves the chemistry.
I was like, I'm embarrassed of myself on this. Like,
really?
I don't know. I hate getting...
You were great.
No, I just like hate... It's that thing where it's the Dan Byrne thing when you're around people that you like.
You can't be cool.
You can't be your cool, great self and say all the smart things. Yeah. I'm just like, I can't.
You're tripping over your words.
Impress you. Yeah. Like, you don't know. You just think I'm a fucking.
You open your mouth and you're like, oops.
Yeah. And also he's very intelligent. So then I'm just like, oh, don't say anything. I'm fucking stupid. And I'm not stupid at all.
Right. And you never have to worry
about
that.
Which is so silly of me to think.
That's really sweet, guys.
But I was like nervous.
Okay. Well, all right, everybody. Take a sit back, relax, enjoy the chemistry.
or whatever it is. I mean, he's a great guest.
everybody, let's listen to Sam.
Sam Rowe.
You're looking at me like, what are you gonna ask me?
We're not gonna do anything weird. Everyone always thinks,
what do you think
we're gonna,
gonna
like
be?
Punk them when they come on. It makes me sad that everyone doesn't trust us.
Well, no,
well,
I
that might
it.
Be more about you guys. Than
no, I know. Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm like, well, how do we come off?
Well, I was telling him, everyone always comes in these interviews and they're like, I don't know. And then we have the best time ever talking.
And this will be the first time in history that
the guest leaves and like, can you just cut that whole thing? But you get that we have guests on that we have fucked in addition to comedians,
sex
workers.
I put it together for
okay.
the title.
I mean, like, we love you, but we also pursued you aggressively for like going
two,
on a
two
year.
Years.
No, oh, yeah. one year.
One year. One year.
Yeah, usually after I sleep with someone, that's just kind of that. It's not like you don't like get together and
can
talk
you do my
about
podcast,
it.
Please, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why.
I think you guys are starting an annoying trend. Well, I hope people don't pick up on this as like something that's appropriate.
I don't think. No, I.
Well, hopefully not everybody has a podcast.
No. I tell the listeners every week that this is the worst idea for anyone's personal life. For me, though, I take no one ever wants to sleep with me unless they want to get on the podcast if they're like not doing well in comedy.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where some people are trying to fuck her to be on the podcast.
Well, yeah, but
you just ask to be on the podcast.
You could just write jokes.
Yeah,
and try
or
to
just
further
be funny.
Your stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's
there's
true.
That too, but that's such a long, hard road.
So we'll talk about. So you guys fucked. But I have a question. So this was the holiday. This was a Halloween party.
Yeah.
Right. This was a year ago.
She was dressed as Catwoman.
Yeah. What did you think? Because I have my impressions.
We were all there.
When you first saw Corinne in that cat suit. It was a sex suit.
It was pretty hot.
It's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
It was a sex suit. You guys know that, right?
It was a sex suit.
I just put cat ears on it.
Yeah, I wasn't really Catwoman. That's why I had a zipped vagina.
It was a $200 suit, but I won it. I was doing a stand-up gig at like some gay-friendly event, and that was one of the raffle items, and I was like, I will win this tonight. And then I did. And it was great.
Keep your eye on the prize. What did you think when you saw her? Were you like,
I was drunk.
I'm going to try and get my dick in her.
I was really drunk, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll try to have sex with her. That was kind of the mindset, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I try not to sleep with comics as a rule.
Right. I feel like every comic says that.
I know, but I actually am pretty good about it for the most part.
Oh, that's good.
You know what? That's so funny that you said that, because now that you say it, my friend found out, and she's also a comic, and she was just like, I've never heard of any comic that Sam has slept with. And then I felt really like, oh, I was like, well done.
There's been a couple. It's been very few. It's a small number. I just like to keep it separate. Yeah. I kind of like, I like being able to walk into a club and it's never weird.
Right. Right. So you do you bang waitresses? A lot of the comedians and waitresses bang. I mean, it's like a thing.
It's happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, of course, it makes a lot of sense. Like, if I was a waitress at a comedy club, there's no way I wouldn't be attracted to every person that was funny.
Oh, me too.
The problem is that when you do that, you either get married or you date, or it just gets weird when you walk into the club.
So, correct.
So, you know, it's not a great idea.
Right, because it causes drama.
Yeah.
Drama.
Yeah.
Do you get yourself in a lot of drama?
I try not to. No.
But did you at one point, and you're like, okay, new rule, no fucking comedians or waitresses?
Yeah, I've it's gotten weird before. Yeah,
I feel like you're usually the guy that everyone's like, but Sam, I love you, and you're like, all right, I gotta go. See, that's why my
impression. Call me an emotional cripple.
I don't know, because it's so funny because we hung out at the holiday party and I like got to talk with you and hang out with you.
I don't remember
like,
what we talked about. I was pretty blasted.
Was it this year? This year?
This past year.
Oh,
yeah.
Last week.
And I left that going, Sam is so nice. And
you came over and told me that. Yeah.
I know. I was like,
I'm a nice guy.
You're so nice.
I'm guarded, but nice. I would
you
say.
Are guarded, because I get this impression of people who guard themselves or don't talk a lot like either they hate me or
no,
they're not.
Definitely don't have any negative feelings towards either of you.
Oh, that's good. That's exciting. So you saw Corinne in the cat suit. You're like, gonna try and get my dick in her.
Yeah.
You went up to her. I interviewed her about what exactly happened so I could ask appropriate questions.
Right. I hope I remembered correctly. I think I did.
And she actually kind of blew you off a little bit first approach. Do you remember any of this?
I don't remember
this?
Anything,
this is an important part of the story. Don't worry. I mean, you look good in the end.
Yes. No, you look great. And she kind of blew you off. She's like, okay, bye. Because everyone was like magnet. Like she was like a magnet. Cat suit's like a magnet.
You can't really trust men when you're wearing a cat suit.
A sex suit.
But you wanted the attention though. Right?
No, it was fucking Halloween. And I wanted a
sex
suit.
She loves Halloween.
That just coincidentally fit my body like a glove. And I was like, you're only 28 once and you're going to rock this tonight. And also I was poor and I couldn't afford a real Halloween costume. So that's all I had. And
you're like, well, I got this sex suit. Might as well put some ears on it.
Yeah. Like normally I would never be a cat. I was fucking Marilyn Manson this year.
Yeah. So. Did you see her costume? Marilyn Manson costume?
She got the contact.
The one
that
like
creeps
crazy.
Me out a little bit.
It was good. It was
pretty
legit.
Good.
It's like that scene in Mean Girls where Lindsay Lohan dresses like actually scary.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you
exactly.
messed up the point of Halloween.
Yeah. Well, that's usually me. Sometimes I use Halloween as I'm going to look sick tonight.
Yeah.
Because I rarely do that. But that year I went as who did I go as?
Sally O'Malley.
Oh, Sally
from
O'Malley.
Saturday Night Live.
And I kept kicking everybody and telling
the
them
50 year old that Molly Shannon plays.
I can kick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that.
No,
I love Molly Shannon. She's great.
She's my favorite. Also, no, I always say, like, you have 364 days of the year to look like a slut. And then I use Halloween as a time when I don't look like a slut.
Right.
So I flip it.
Yeah, except for that year. You looked not like a slut.
So that,
you looked smoking.
That year
hot.
I did a 365 slut.
But you can look like a. I don't know. You looked great. You looked good.
All right. Thank
so
you.
She approached her, but she kind of brushed you off because she was like, "What? Go away."
I'm going by your word.
Okay.
Here.
This is what happened. Sam.
This is an interesting part of
the
story.
I was sitting at the bar alone drinking.
Yeah. And then I guess like Jared came over to you, Jared Fried, and like brought her a drink or whatever. And then you came over a second time, and that's when she started taking you seriously because persistence is sexy.
Is it?
Do you know that in your head, or you just do what you do, and then however people think of it, they think of it?
I think I was drunk enough to be in like caveman, you know, mode where I was kind of like, you know what, let me just probably just try to close. I think that's it, right? I don't
close
know.
Close the deal?
I guess, yeah.
Well, the thing about you is you can't tell when you're drunk because you just seem like...
You seem normal.
Normal.
Except you're more
because
talkative.
Because you're so guarded normally. And I am too, I get this. But but that when you drink, you're like, it's like, you just seem like a regular social guy. It's not like you're slurring
to
or
the
doing
point,
anything weird.
To the point that I was taken aback at how sweet you are. You're such a sweet guy. I'm like, I want to be that guy's friend. He's really nice. Has it always been that way?
Yeah, that's the problem, I think, is like I do drink a lot, and I'm a pretty good drunk for the most part. Like, I'm a well-behaved drunk.
Yeah.
I think you kind of, when you drink, it reveals like who you really are sometimes. Like, like angry drunks, those are the people that need to quit because they're like, ooh, you got some issues you need to work out in therapy. I've always kind of just been like a fun drunk.
Yeah.
I've always just been kind of like, let's do this. Let's
There's
do
no
fun.
Darkness that uncovers when you drink at all. Like, you seem so sweet.
I think I'm pretty comfortable with like the bad stuff, so when I drink it doesn't come out. Like, I think about it sober, so when I'm drunk it's not like it comes out of nowhere.
That's
you know?
That's very do you have a lot of bad stuff?
No, but my negative thoughts, I'm very like,
you
I'm
deal
very,
with them.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Oof. Very like, I've very much dealt
Good
with them
for
so
you.
So like when I'm drunk for the most, occasionally I'll be a mean drunk, but it's to someone I would have been mean to sober, you know?
Yeah,
so it's just like I'm just like a meaner person.
Yeah, that meanness is elevated.
Yeah.
So you're a very mentally healthy guy. Like, you don't push things under a rug and then they just come out and explode.
I
like
did
me.
For a long time. I have some friends who really helped me with that. So
did you have anger problems?
No, but I think everyone has some anger to some degree. So if you don't work on it, then yeah, you're angry.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
So you have a very logical approach to dealing with any bad thoughts or negative.
Yeah,
thoughts.
I'm pretty level headed.
Well, that's what it is. And that's
sometimes I'm level headed. You know?
Have you ever lost your shit?
Like, I don't, you gotta be more specific.
Like, I think we've all lost our shit at one point or another.
I lose my shit more frequently.
You lose your shit a lot.
Because I don't address any negative feelings. Like, when I'm sober, they go deep, 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 deep down in the wormhole in my brain.
Yeah.
And then when I'm drinking, they go even deeper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mine just come out in a constant stream. So it's just a constant, like, whoo, I fucking hate everybody.
Yeah. It's like a nice level.
Yeah.
So when you kind of like came up and talked to Corinne the second time, she was like, oh, word. I respect that.
Young black woman on the inside.
I like you. And then what happened? We went to another bar after that. Like, we were partying. We went to another bar.
Jake's Dilemma, or whatever the hell that is around the corner.
Because it was me, you, Corinne, and Jared.
Oh, Jared's a fun guy to drink with.
I love him. He's hilarious.
This
I love
was like after
him.
Like talking to me for like legitimately 3 hours, which
I did.
Yes.
I don't even know what we talked about. I have no idea.
I don't remember either, but all I know, it was like not sexual at all. It was like super interesting. And I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. You're really like a nice person.
I'm a good listener.
Well, I think you were talking a lot, but like not in a bad way. Like, I fucking hate listening to people talk. And yeah. I also like, I'm not like big on just like random conversations, but I was really interested, which is like almost impossible.
You don't talk too much. You're like one of those people where your words are important and you choose your words.
Like Silent Bob from
who just always
something. It's always something like really important at the end.
Wise. Yeah. Very wise.
Just one random line. And then we went to Jake's Dilemma. There was a moment where you asked if you could kiss her.
He didn't ask. Because I hate when people do that, and I would have thought you were such a nerd.
Oh, I haven't kissed you yet.
Something like that. It was, whatever it was, is a fucking good line. And like, you know when you know you're...
I listen to a lot of Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, it's...
So does Steven.
It's like, you know when you know someone's obviously like winning this game, but you're just letting them win because you're like, I'm so fucking impressed at how well you're playing.
I appreciate
this.
That. Thank
Do you have
you.
Any idea that's how you come off?
Like, this
you
were.
I don't know how I come
job.
Off. I don't know how I come off really that much. It's hard to like, it's like when you analyze your set or something, you're just like, I'm just trying to write good jokes. I'm not trying to like.
It can be pointless to really,
yeah,
if there's no
it's
issue.
Like,
with
it's like
it.
When a manager is like, what's your thing? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like a white guy telling jokes.
Yeah.
And they're just like, no, you need like a thing. Like
my thing is I'm funny.
Yeah, so it's like it's hard to be that self-aware, I guess.
Yeah, but. And it's pointless to be self-aware about a good thing, I feel like, unless people complain to you about it, in which case you got to go revisit. But if you're doing great, aces in all categories, and what the fuck, right?
I don't know. I'll take your word for
so
it.
So there was a moment, I remember you were in the back and you started making out. But what did he say to you, Corinne? He's like, so I haven't, when am I going
to
kiss you?
Something like that. I don't
Something
remember
like
the line. We were
the
hammered. You don't have to, we had so much whiskey. And I know everyone's going to write in. You're like, Corinne, you're always drunk. You have to understand.
This was a rager.
My serious
party.
Boyfriends hate me now, so they won't be on the podcast. So this is just a slew of people I've fucked once or twice. And they're all cool with me.
Yeah.
Right? We're fine.
You're cool.
Yeah. I don't think.
I feel like we actually have a special bond and we have a good laugh when we see each other at a comedy club, but only we share it.
I feel like we all have a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not like super close with you guys.
No.
We're all like friendly.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't suck at all. Is that weird to say? I don't know. That's how I feel. Do you remember the sex or going home and
no.
up to Harlem?
Nope. Could have been horrible. Could have been the best sex ever.
Do you do
don't
that
know.
A lot?
Yeah.
Do Do you like, when you like it? I mean, it's fine.
I don't know. You insisted on a condom,
which I kudos to you.
Yeah, I always wear condoms. I have a real fear of ruining my life.
Yeah.
And more people should have that fear.
With like a baby or an STD or both?
Both. Yeah. I mean, well, first off, it's just, I just think it's irresponsible. But like, I, you know, I was born as an accident. So I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because my biological dad left.
Oh.
So that was the hint.
Right after you were born? Like never present in your life?
Never met him till like much later in life. But I think it's so irresponsible to do it if you're not ready. And I'm just not, like, if I'm a parent someday, I'll be a really good parent. But I don't want to do it if I'm not going to be like really 100% ready.
Yeah.
I want to be selfish now and focus on my career. So I don't want to just like have a baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Cause that would ruin things kind of. I mean, it would really put things on a hold if anything.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people are okay with never wearing condoms. I think it's a bad idea.
Well, so you're kind of one of those guys. I've met a couple of them, and Steven, my boyfriend, is one of them. Where it's not like, obviously sex feels better without a condom, but your mental, like your stress
feels
level.
Feels better for like 30 seconds, and then you're done, and you're like, what the fuck did I just do?
And you also think, though, there's this, if I wear a condom, it doesn't matter what the difference is in how it feels, but it's more like, I don't have to worry about knocking you up.
Exactly.
So I'll have fun and forget myself and lose myself into your pussy, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just go
lose
go
yourself
ham.
In your pussy. That's the next Eminem
lose
song.
Lose yourself
right
in your
there.
Pussy.
Yeah.
So you don't remember the sex at all?
No, I'm a blackout.
That's okay. You guys
Me
are
too,
both.
Thank God. We were very similar.
It's functional. You are very similar. Like, you're both really nice and sweet when you're drinking. And you do this thing that I
don't know
so...
what we talked about at all the other night, but
oh, remember, you and I. Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember it was like a nice conversation. Joe Mackey was there. Joe Mackey came over after.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the best.
So he was like, oh, she's a real sweetheart. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what we talked about. I'm fucked up. That was like basically it. I don't know. Like, even then I was like, I'm wasted. That's all I remember when I come out of blackouts. It's like me being like, I'm wasted.
Do you ever feel like shit the next day? Like,
yeah, it's brutal. It's unbearable. Yep. It's really unbearable.
You got to do the drink a glass of water in between. But I guess
then
you at that
get
point,
drunk.
You don't.
It's, and it's also then your stomach is so full.
You know what the problem is also? I just am one of those. I drink so much coffee that I'm one of those guys that pees in the middle of the night constantly.
Aren't you super dehydrated because of
that?
Oh,
it's brutal. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I also like if I had to stop with beer because I'm like, well, I'm just going to pee nonstop. So now it's like only whiskey or vodka. And then I'll do like. Yeah, so I don't sleep well. That's being hungover is lack of sleep and bad sleep and dehydration. Yeah. So it's like
you can't get a good night's sleep when you're drunk or hungover.
Yeah, it's not fun. It affects.
And you're
my
still
writing.
Not a because I was gonna say like a lack of sleep would result, I would think, in like a temper or like an anger thing or like a irritable.
It's all mad at myself. I'm not mad at other people.
You like, channel it in.
I get angry with people for the dumbest, like, it's not real anger, it's frustration. Like, I'll get angry when I'm hungover and things aren't going my way. Like, I'm on the subway and someone's taking forever to go down the train. I miss a train. That's like angry. But like, I don't get the rest of, I'm just like, I'm like, I have to like have like a pep talk with myself. And you're like, Sam, you're angry right now because you drank too much last night. And you wouldn't be this angry if you weren't hungover and weren't. So this is all your fault. So I have to like have that talk. So
it's
I realize
very logical.
I'm being
very wise.
So I have to like realize I'm being. It's all my fault.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
Everything is everyone's own fault. I feel like.
And it's like bored. Like I picked a life like at a like college. You know, I'm like, dude, I'm gonna do this because I can drink while I do this, and it'll be, you know. And then you get to a point where you're like. Oh, I like got to work really hard to be even like okay at comedy, you know? So it turns into this thing where you're like, oh shit. So now this is going to just refuel this problem. And, I now have like found ways to be functional with it.
I was going
to
say you do it anyway, but you're also a great comedian and you work really hard and you're always getting up and doing spots. So it seems like you found a happy medium.
I think there's like, all right, there's this guy who used to play for the Giants, Jeremy Shockey, was a tight end. And I heard this thing about how he'd feel so guilty when he drank that he would do like 1,000 push-ups
when he
went back to his hotel room. And that's kind of how I feel with jokes. I'm like, well, if I do this, I got to make up for it the next day. So I'm like, I'll like force myself and it's painful, but it's like
discipline though.
Yeah,
that's good. And does that, but that never makes you, oh, if I get drunk tonight, that means I'm going to have to spend 2 hours writing jokes. Like that doesn't make you not want to do it. It just makes you make up for the lack of work that you did.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I also have like, I always like, for some reason, I like romanticize that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I, it's so immature. But
I think
like,
we're all guilty of that a little bit.
Yeah. But like a little, like a little bit of being a fuck up is
playing.
Kind of fun. Yeah.
Like
I'm
playing.
I'm not one of those dudes who's like, you got to read Bukowski, but there was something cool about that. I don't know. Like that he was that much of a fuck up and he was still prolific. I'm kind of like, I respect.
That's pretty dope.
Like, you know, those types of, right. I don't write well drunk. I'm like, not like, it just comes off like really vulnerable and weird. You know, it's not like a clever.
Dear diary. Today I cried one tear.
I'm wearing women's underwear. And,
no, it's kind of nice.
I don't recommend it. I don't know.
So do you, the next morning, did you,
right,
I'm
to
going
it.
Back to the sleeping
okay.
thing and then we'll go right. cover.
This is Christina's
stuff.
Job.
Yeah. I like doing okay. this stuff. Did you think any differently of Corinne after you fucked
no,
her?
No, no. All the shame I feel is like towards myself with that stuff. I don't look differently. Like,
I'm more
like, why did that person fuck me? I'm like kind of like going into their psyche, but I don't look down on that. I'm kind of like, right. Oh, I wonder, you know.
You think positively of others.
You earn that.
You respect other people.
I don't.
You did earn that. Do you know that?
I think here's the thing is when people look down, this is a weird, I talked to Mark Norman about this a lot because he is that like sluts bit and
right.
stuff.
We played it on the
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, it's a really good mm-hmm. bit. And I think it's so true where it's like, why are you judging? Like, this is what we do.
Yeah.
Like it's such
it's an ego. It's an ego,
stupid,
putting someone lower than
it's
you.
It's a stupid double standard. And when guys call women sluts, it's usually because that girl wouldn't fuck them.
It's what I figured.
You know?
Yeah. And when a woman calls another woman a slut, it's because they're
but
jealous.
But it's frustration.
It's because they're jealous.
That's why guys are, it's like if a kid brought in like 4 cupcakes to school and there's like 5 kids in the class and one kid doesn't get that cupcake. He's like, well, they all got cupcakes, you know?
Yeah.
So they're mad that's right. why they're mad. Because right. she fucked all of their friends.
And not.
But they're
not
really mad at themselves. Like, why I'm not me?
It's all, yeah. If you root anger, it's all ends up being internalized.
I don't
right?
judge.
It all starts with you.
I don't, yeah, I would never, I think that's crazy. You
that's,
know?
I wish more people thought like that.
There also seems to be this thing though about how if a woman knows a guy slept with a lot of people, that yeah. only makes him like cooler and like, oh, I want to nail this guy down. But if a guy knows that a girl slept with a lot of dudes, they're like, that she's used, discount,
yeah.
like off the
used
market.
Product.
I don't want, like, I've heard guys say, like, I don't want to fuck anyone that I knew my friend, like, my, oh, my friend fucked.
Only
like,
if it's a friend I don't respect.
Okay. That's an interesting take.
That's
fine.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm like, that. Like, if she fucked one of my friends, I'm like, oh, that's a great guy. You know, like, you know what I mean? But if it's right. if it's a friend who I'm like, I hate that dude. Like, she fell for his shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You don't
that's
like your
the
taste.
That's the only way. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only way I really think that.
But if with girls, though, I feel like if, oh, you fucked one of my friends, I'm not fucking you. I feel like that's, girls do that with girls.
But that's
girls.
More to like avoid no. conflict, right? That's more to avoid kind of like an
I think
awkward,
so. I
awkward,
think so.
One of my very good friends, in comedy and I have our Eskimo sisters, as they say, and that is one of our deepest bonds. Like that's actually why
were.
We are friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we actually went on dates with the same person.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you ever fuck a guy that I fucked, Corinne?
I just don't think it would happen because we never like the
taste.
Same people, but I mean, it wouldn't like repulse me as long as you didn't have like a serious relationship with him. I think it would be okay.
Oh, so if I started
dating,
because
we're so close and also we do this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't think it's that'd be a good episode though, I guess.
Well,
right?
We did one with the guy that we both dated.
Oh, okay.
I almost,
but not while we were friends. Him. Like I had dated him and then
I met him on OkCupid.
And then we just kind of knew each other at that point. We weren't as nearly as close as we are now.
Yeah, I remember Facebook messaging her. I was like, yo, you're my only mutual friend with this dude. You fucking, what's going on? What's the deal? Like, I kind of wanted, but I remember I kind of wanted to ask, like, hey, is this cool?
I gave him a good review and I said, sure, enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. Because I don't think I would ever get mad, but I don't know if it's ever happened.
I've been attracted to my friend's girlfriends before, but I would, like, I don't think.
Do you put them in a category of that's never, nope, off limits?
Yeah, I can't do that. If, like, if they had like a serious relationship, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
But if they only fucked, could you would you ask the guy for not permission, but like, hey, you cool if I did this?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Is there a guy code with that?
I don't know. I'm not on MTV 2.
Oh,
but
MTV 2.
I don't know.
Wah, wah.
I'm too morose for guy code. They need like,
yeah,
more,
I was going to say, you're not.
Like, you're too like level headed and nice.
They need
and
someone
like,
upbeat with like a starter cap or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess you would do that though. Yeah, I guess you should.
Have you ever like crossed streams with the puss?
Huh? Have I? Like,
Like fucked in a girl that another comic's fucked or a friend of yours.
I'm
fucked.
Sure. I don't know.
That's really hard not to do.
Yeah.
Right. It is hard not to do because I feel like comics fuck each other. Like if I was single,
we're not
holy
doing
shit,
anything else. We're just spent. I mean, like if you're,
I'm attracted
just
to
doing
funny
comedy,
people.
I don't know even know where I would find somebody else. I mean, unless I put myself on a dating website, which the thought makes me want to kill.
Do you
myself.
Do dating websites?
I do all of them. Yeah.
Do you have mostly, success stories? With
yeah,
that?
Totally. I do them on the road all the time. I do them more on the
like
road.
Like Tinder
than
is
I do
a good
city.
Road one.
Oh yeah.
Well, I do Tinder, JSwipe. I do that all on the road because it's like...
Wait, JSwap?
Jewish?
It's the same thing as Tinder, but for Jews.
Jewish Tinder.
Yeah.
So no non-Jews allowed, huh?
No, you could do it. There's no check.
That
There's
was
no
interesting.
Background check.
Are you into Jewish girls?
I'm not into Jew. I don't know if right. I have a type per se, but like I do like... I don't know. I
heard you have a type.
Well,
really?
I went
What's
through a phase.
Type?
I went through a phase. I don't really. I'm kind of like done with that. I think that was just something.
What
like,
was your type? Wait, what was?
That's
the
not.
Type?
I've talked about it.
No,
podcast.
I know. That's why. That's
wanna,
why I just said it. I mean, it's nothing weird.
Yeah, it's
just
not
an
that
ethnicity.
Bad. But you know what? I think. Yeah, no, I definitely think dating websites. Like, why would you not do this? It's just another way to meet people. I don't, people that frown on it. I would rather meet someone in person. But like that, I'm not like shutting out that part of my life just because I'm on a date. I just do it when I'm like, I do it on the road because I'm like. I'm bored and I'm lonely and I'm like, this is a way to spend time with someone.
Yeah. Right? Do you always fuck when you meet a girl on Tinder? Like, do you usually fuck? Cause I feel like if I was traveling in a town, I mean, it's different as a girl. Cause I'm like, oh God, this guy's going to think I want to fuck
him.
But I just
want to
hang out
too.
With people. Honestly. I mean,
depends.
If I'm attracted and it works out, great. But the likelihood of that is probably zilch.
It depends on the connection, I think. If there's like a really cool connection, I don't mind hanging out with someone. But if they just suck, then I'm kind of like, let's just have sex or something, you know? I mean, that's it's a really sad thing, but I think that's true. That's how guys think.
Like, I envy guys
But a girl's
quality.
On a bad date, I think girls like, all right, let me get out of here. But a guy's on a bad date for the most part, he's like, let me see if I could still fuck her, you know?
I envy that about guys, though. I honestly wish that I could fuck somebody that I'm
me
like,
me too.
I wish that I could get great sex out of that.
Yeah.
I can't.
I can fuck someone.
It makes me feel like depressed almost.
Hate, but someone I feel mediocre about, no dice.
But you don't need that to get it up. You just
no,
need...
I, you know what? This is going to sound gross, but I masturbate way too much on the road anyway. So I'm kind of like, oh, let me
Everyone
just like,
does.
Every guy does.
Every it's girl just, does too.
I had
well, to, my vibrator
I
on the road.
Watching,
Christina does.
I quit
oh,
watching,
I do.
I quit watching porn. And it was tough.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm a better listener when I don't. Like, I feel like I found, here's the real reason I stopped watching porn. I was doing it a lot.
How often?
I mean, on the road a lot.
Once a day?
Like twice a day on the road, maybe.
Okay.
It takes time. And then like also you end up like, I have a joke about this too, but like how you end up like finding things attractive that you don't want to find attractive. Like, I don't want to be attracted to the girl who's just saying like weird shit, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be like, so like you kind of can train yourself to be attracted to different things, I think.
So that theory of porn kind of fucks people up, their perception up, is true.
I have a joke where I say like, it was so easy, like back in the day, all I needed to come was like a picture of Jennifer Love Hewitt's smile, you know? But like, yeah, you guys are like the perfect age for this. And then like, cause you know, some people are like, who? But, and then I say, now I'm like fucking an actual woman. She's choking me. I'm like, tell me I'm adopted. She's like, what? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, that's what it takes now, you know? So that's like,
so the porn point did of, change your perception of like,
oh,
what made
yeah,
you come.
Totally. And I don't like that. So, and also, I feel like I feel better about myself. Like, I still jerk off, but I'll like do it to my thoughts.
Oh, that's nice.
And
it's the best.
Yeah. Why does it feel better to jerk off to your thoughts?
Because
I think
on
it
some
does
level,
too.
You
feel
know,
creative.
I feel like it's like reading a book versus watching a television show. It's like I earned that. Like
that's
I worked
bad,
hard for
that's
it.
That's not a bad analogy. I also think, you know, porn is on some level you feel guilty about it. It's not right. Like you're jerking off to someone who's probably really troubled. And maybe like you kind of create this backstory. Like, I wonder how she got into it. You know,
yeah. I had a really bad experience with porn.
Oh,
like,
the casting couch.
Yeah,
porn.
A casting couch porn. And I was like, I don't think she knew she was in it. And everyone's like, no, Corinne. She definitely. I was like, I don't think anyone in porn is that good of an actor. And like, I can't because I was kind of off porn. I was like obsessed with it in college. And then
do you
I
guys
got
watch
off
a lot of
it.
Porn?
I do. Yeah.
I used to, but
I'm
anymore.
Wondering though if it's making my perception change of how what makes me come.
It
I
bothers
think it,
me
I think
on
it
a
is
moral
a little...
level a lot now.
I was having sex with a girl once. And I forgot what I said to her, but she like in the middle of it, I said something to her and she goes, you watch too much porn.
Good for her.
Because in my head, I'm like,
it hurt a little bit.
But it's good that it hurt a little bit because I feel like guys then will then want a girl to like moan a certain way, like moaning, real moaning. when you're coming versus when moaning
when
for
your
show.
Guest stops to smell a candle, you've lost them.
I just was curious.
Does it smell good?
Yeah, it smells really good.
Okay.
It's sparkling cinnamon.
I like it.
I should have lit it, but then it's a little intense. But like, I remember I caught myself one time having sex and I was like, and I was like doing it for show. I was making noises for show, exactly like they do in porn. Yeah. I'm like, that ain't me.
Yeah.
Wait,
right.
Stop.
Right.
But I still watch porn. But
I'm impressed that you could think enough to perform while having sex.
What do you mean?
Like, I can't. I wouldn't be that clear-headed. Unless it was really bad.
I had a really weird problem of like not being able to lose myself during sex most of my sexual career.
Yeah.
Like I was too self-conscious of like, do I look good? Is this a good angle? Oh, do you want me to do this? Do you want me to make that sound? Like I just, because probably porn.
Yeah.
I don't know. But what's changed since you've watched porn? Like something.
It's only been like a month, but.
But that's a long time.
Yeah.
When you're watching it from two times a day to know. Yeah, that's
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, it's tough. What's changed? I just feel like I feel better about myself. I don't feel good
you
after
you just follow
I do
the
that.
Good feeling.
Yeah, like I don't feel good when I would jerk off to that. I just like, why do I need this to like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
to like stimulate
yeah.
me. It's just kind of shitty. It's
so
just,
do you actively hate yourself? A lot of things that you said were like, oh, this is me.
You punish
which
yourself.
Which I totally get.
I have a healthy balance, I think, between like self-loathing and like a little vanity, I think. I think I'm like in the middle.
That's
probably.
Good. It seems like you have a good balance.
Because you are cocky in a way. And I totally get this, how it's like I always say like I hate everybody, including myself, but I hate myself the least. And I think everyone else is idiots, but I think I'm an idiot too, just less of an idiot than everybody else.
I don't really have a lot of like anger. Like I feel like I'm in like a pretty good place. Like in the best
place
I've been.
Yeah,
I feel like I've been in like the best place I've been in like years in the last like.
Porn helped?
No, I think just everything. I just like have a healthier idea of like who I am now.
Well, that's nice.
And like I'm like happy with my life and like I like my friends and I, you know,
everything's right. good.
Everything's
well,
pretty
you're,
good.
You're pretty young. You're younger than you seem. Like how
yeah, I'm 28.
Right. I was like, I knew you're younger than me. All right. Yeah, he's so mature.
When you would watch porn, how long did it take you to come?
I like the tone and the way
you just
when you would do this.
No, because you
it
said
was almost
it
like Jiminy Glick.
You know? It said it took too long. I can watch porn and come in like 30 seconds.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's, I think what happens, like you want to cut down the time. So you kind of keep upping the ante.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. Like you up the task that the girl's doing.
It just keeps getting worse and worse. I think, I don't know. Yeah. I don't have like a, oh,
okay.
I didn't
so
have
didn't
a stopwatch,
like
but it was
20 minutes?
Too long.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Do you date? When do you have serious relationships?
I haven't in a long time.
When was the first, when was the last one?
I mean, I don't even know if I would call it serious. We dated for a few months. That's like pretty good for me, I guess.
So that's the longest relationship you've ever been in? Like
no,
months?
Years ago I had a serious relationship with a girl, but we broke up. It happens. It wasn't like
no turmoil in your life. Or,
I was angry.
I mean, your
I was
dad
angry at
pieced.
First, but then I realized a lot of it was like about like her personal problems, and I don't resent her for it. I think she's a good person. Like she had a tough life, you know.
So mature.
Well, she at first I was angry for like 6 months
at the girl that you dated. Yeah,
of course. Yeah. She did it in a fair way. I thought she kind of blindsided me, and you know. Mm.
And then it took you a while to realize.
I was a mess. Yeah, I remember it would be like at the cellar, like with just my head down on the table. I remember like Greg Warren and Nikki Glaser. They're just being like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine.
When a comic asks if you're okay.
Yeah, they would have to listen to me just vent and just say horrible shit. And I think they're like, they're good people.
You were heartbroken.
Oh, I was a mess.
But, how old were you at that time?
25 maybe or 26. Okay. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But
how do you deal with heartbreak? How did you deal with
does.
It? Just vent?
Underwear, cereal, TV. I don't know. I don't know. How do you do it? It sucks.
Sex and the City, Ben and Jerry's.
I actually don't dislike Sex and the City. I'm one of the few guys who doesn't dislike it.
It's a good show.
It also kind of makes me homesick when I'm on the road and it comes on. I'm like, it's New York, you know?
Yeah, they're going to all the hot spots.
But I was just really upset. It takes a while, you know?
Yeah.
And then I remember, it took me a long time. I think then you start kind of like dating against type because you're like, well, I don't want her.
Right.
So I'm gonna go the exact opposite. And then you're like, well, if I go the exact opposite, that person's like terrible for me.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's an adventure.
It's an adventure. And then, yeah, I haven't had I'm not against having a girlfriend. It's just, it's got to work, you know?
Yeah, it's got to come naturally.
Yeah.
Who's your ideal girl? Like what qualities?
I don't know.
What turns you on the most about a woman?
I don't know. It's hard to articulate. I think it's like you got to meet them and you just feel it. It's not.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
It's not like that's what that's the hardest thing with dating websites where they're like, yeah, I don't give a shit that we both like Guns N' Roses. Right. You know, there needs to be like something in the air a little bit. But I don't know. I have to be attracted to them. I don't really have a type.
Okay.
You know, like if pretty is pretty, I like cute girls, I guess.
Someone you are attracted to.
I like pretty people.
Yeah, I like if you're smart, that's great. If you can
smart is a plus though, because for some people smart. Yeah.
I understand.
Smart is good, practical, good values, similar values to me, you know. I don't know.
What do you mean by values? Because you know, you're a comic, you live kind of a crazy lifestyle, but like what are the values that are important to you?
Just be a decent person to other people. I don't know.
Okay.
I like your simplicity.
I think a lot of people overcomplicate those relationships and they're just like, it's gone. Well, this person's a Virgo and this guy, you know, and you're just like, shut up and just give it a shot.
Yeah.
So I
feel like a lot of girls have crushes on you and you're like, no, ladies, like not in a mean way.
I wouldn't know about it.
You're really oblivious to that?
I'm pretty oblivious.
What if Corinne wanted to date you?
Oh my God. We're not trying to set anything up.
No, I know.
Worded that like me even made me nervous.
No,
though I knew that's not what we were doing.
No, that's not what I'm doing at all. That's why Corinne like legitimately was like, oh, you don't suck. I would date you like totally.
Oh, really? I don't know.
I had a pretty intense crush on you for a little while
oblivious because I always wonder,
based on the sex we didn't remember, on our conversation,
based on you not sucking and being a cool person. But I feel like guys are really oblivious when a girl's a crush on them, unless they're like crazy obvious about it, you know, in which case then it's
guys don't understand, for the most part at least. I don't want to like generalize all guys, but like I don't understand certain like social nuances and like subtleties. Like when someone's talking to me, I don't, unless a girl's like, you're cute, I don't get it. I don't know.
How about so stalking? Do you notice that? Because that's what I did to you.
She came
and you straight up did not even
She hung out with the comedy seller.
So after we hooked up. Okay, so you left out there anyways.
Like you and just shooting the shit.
But you left your charger at my house, so we had to stay in contact for a couple days after, so I could get that back to you. And then also everyone at fucking the Stand Up New York knew because they had witnessed it that night. Right. And I was like, all right, this is weird. But that was fine. I don't care. And then I was like, well, I found out that you usually play the seller on Sunday. So then like every...
He loves to book me on a Sunday. I don't know what it is. I'm there this Sunday, I think.
Like every Sunday, like I was never there on Sundays. I don't even hang out on Sunday nights. And then every Sunday I would like miraculously be there for the next month. And I was like, oh, hey.
I'm like, they have really good mozzarella sticks.
I would like sit with Ryan Reese, who everyone knows I can't stand, but also love in a weird way.
Yeah,
I love him. Can you stand?
Ryan Reese is like, I hate him, but we're friends, but we hate each other, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's kind of got that vibe, right? Where he's like, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
And you're like, are you fucking with me? What are you doing? Yeah. What is that?
Hey, you piece of shit.
No, we hate each other, but we go on the road all the time. He texts me, and I'm like, I don't even like you. Why am I responding? But I keep responding. Ryan. That's our relationship.
Yeah. I just don't know the shit out of
Ryan is like, he's like the only comic I would describe as slick. Yeah.
Every time we get to do a road gig, he like wouldn't tell me the time, but it's like an hour before we have to leave.
Oh, yeah.
And he wouldn't tell me where to meet up, and I'm at my apartment. And he's
major
like,
power
why
moves.
Are you at the Starbucks at 57th and 8th? I'm like, because you didn't tell me, motherfucker.
I know.
I feel like guys are really oblivious to signals.
Yeah.
Have you always been that way? I mean, I guess so. You wouldn't know. Why would you know?
There was a time where I was like, I know what she's doing.
Have you ever had a friend be like, dude, that girl wants to fuck you? And you're like, no way.
Yeah.
It's like that happens to you a lot.
Sometimes you need a good friend to tell you that.
You seem like you don't have an ego much, which is really nice.
I'm confident, but I wouldn't say I have an ego. Yeah. I would say I don't have a huge ego.
That's so nice.
I guess I'm just not good at picking up on. I wish I was a little better.
I feel like you get a lot more pussy.
Would I?
If you picked up at least that like
Oh, you.
I mean,
to hang?
I go for it a lot, but I don't really know the.
But also,
sign.
That's like
yeah.
your the sweet part about you. It's like yeah. the nice part about you is that you're like you don't assume that every chick wants to fuck you. Like, because a lot of guys are like, oh, she's talking.
I don't
to
think
me.
Most
she's
comics think that about themselves. Yeah, that's why we're doing this.
I guess like a guy, if a girl's talking to a guy, he kind of has that like, oh, she wants to fuck me totally. Like,
I think
you don't
my,
have
I think
that
my,
ego
I,
at
I'm
all.
Aware that my odds go way up after a good set. I'm aware, like if I'm at the Cellar yeah. on like a Saturday and people, yeah. you know, like I'm aware that the odds are up, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't really.
Have you ever hit the bar after a good set and you're like, you just waiting?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely. How do you handle this? Because like, female comics, we don't get hit on after shows, as I'm sure
I think there's
you know.
An intimidation factor with like a yeah. funny woman. I talked to like some female comic friends about this, and I think they're
it's like, come up to me.
I'm really
here.
Sad. It makes yeah. me so sad. So, but how do you go about that? If you do a good set and you're in the mood to pick someone up, like, what's your move? I'm just curious.
Well, let's see. I mean, I'll usually kind of just
buy a drink.
Yeah. I was at the Fat Black Pussycat a week ago, and this girl was just like, she was like, you're really funny. I was like, oh, thanks. Then we just talked, and then that was it. I don't know.
Seal the deal.
Yeah.
Is there a moment?
So you just talked and then you went and had sex?
No, we made out for a while, and then she told me she had a boyfriend. I was like, well, that's a bad idea. So I was like, well, you
shouldn't have done that part where you made out with me. And you weren't angry?
Were you angry?
That's her thing, and I'm internalizing
no, we text,
it.
No, I texted
okay.
the next day, and I was like, "You seem like a great girl, but I don't think."
Now,
I don't think
she,
we should talk.
Did she reach out to you, or you just said that?
No, she left her hat, and I was like, "You left her hat." She was like, "Keep it." I was
oh.
like, "All right."
Oh my
Remember
god!
Remember me by it.
Yeah.
What girl wears a hat? What kind of hat?
It was a winter hat.
Like a beanie or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Oh, and she left it at the bar, and you took it home for her?
No, So I was like, I have your hat. You left it here. And she's like, keep it.
Night.
I think she was like, I've made a big, I made a horrible mistake. Aww. She wrote me, I felt bad. She wrote, Aww. She texted me. I was just like, how are you the next day? And she wrote, I just did a terrible thing to Richard. And I was like, ugh, his
Ooh,
name's Richard.
Richard.
I feel like I'm in a Woody Allen movie or something.
Richard, sorry.
Yeah, so I just haven't talked to her. I don't know that I think I'm doing her a favor probably by not.
You and Richard. Sorry. Yeah, Richard and her.
Yeah, Richard. Hopefully they're on the mend.
She seemed
know.
Like a good girl. I feel like she's the type of girl that might tell him, you know?
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I cheated once and I told my boyfriend right away because I felt like shit. Have you ever cheated?
Once, yeah.
How was that?
I felt really bad. She doesn't know. I felt bad. We broke. I was like, I couldn't. Broke up. Yeah, I felt.
Were you
really
drunk when you did it or not
really
drunk?
Really drunk. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was that one of the main factors in you doing it? Because some people.
I was
like,
on the road. I was drunk. She was really hot.
She was feeling on you. On
your
dick. On your dick. What's a move that a girl can do in bed that you're like, yeah, bruh.
Just be there. That's it. You don't have to dazzle me.
Is there anything they do that's like, ooh, like that turns you off? Like,
I think if it's too pornographic, it gets
yeah.
weird.
Like I was gonna say, when a girl's trying to like suck your dick and she makes the choking sound where she's like,
I don't like that. Yeah,
that's so gross. In porn, do you like watching blowjob scenes in porn?
Not really.
It blows my mind.
I always fast forward through
how they even film that, because the girl's like, it's like she's gagging and she needs help.
Yeah,
I
don't enjoy it. Yeah,
I guess it's only hot for people like, yeah, my dick's so big that you choke. Mm. Like, ugh. But
I don't
like
to see someone in pain. I think that's weird.
So you don't like Asian porn.
I just don't like the blurred out penises either. What is it?
Who blurs out Asian porn?
They blur it. Japan.
Oh, like actually, not he means not featuring Asian people, like from Asia. Is that what you mean?
Oh,
porn.
No.
She meant American porn featuring Asian people. You meant like porn
made and filmed in Asian countries.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't even like anal. I don't like any. Like I don't.
You don't like anal?
No.
You're like the perfect boyfriend. Oh my god, are gonna make some lady very
I'll
happy.
I'll put that in my Tinder profile. No anal,
don't worry.
No thanks.
I feel like there's actually
no
a
anal,
lot of
no
guys
problem.
Who don't like anal.
Really?
I think they're grossed out by
what,
it. Yeah.
What do you not like about anal?
I'm like, you know James Smith, the comic, the Australian comic? He's a joke I love about it. But the gist of it's basically like, you got a perfectly good road right next to it. Why are you taking the bumpy road?
Right.
Has
you ever had something go wrong?
No, I mean, I just don't love the smell. I don't love
when you're on your dick?
Wait,
of
stop.
Butts?
Yeah, but who? Your butt shouldn't smell. Like, I could literally, if you're clean on this,
no girl's gonna embark an anal if she's prairie dogging it or something.
Like, I could, I just took a shower.
Also,
you could
yeah,
put
it's
your
painful. I just don't like it. I didn't think
you could put your finger in your butt right now, and yeah, my wine would smell it's like the clean rest of my skin.
Yeah,
that's not, that's not good though.
What?
Like the rest of your body?
Yeah, like no, but
like
no,
your vagina, like it has a
not
smell
that
oh,
okay,
organ,
okay,
but like
not that the rest of my skin smells like butt. That my butt smells like the rest of my
skin. I gotta tell you, your skin smells like butt.
After a long day, your butt smells like butt.
Yeah, but no girl, I would
no
think.
No girl does anal without a shower first.
Shower, shave, clean, emptied out.
I'm not ruling
done
it out. If she wants to do it, I'll do it. But it's not my first choice, is what I'm saying.
But you're not the guy who's like, come on, let's just, oops, I thought that was your pussy.
I think
like,
most guys just want to do it because girls don't want them to do it.
Is that why?
I think so. Yeah.
I know. Like, this is the first podcast where two girls are like, come on, Sam, try anal.
To put it in the ass, Sam. What's the worst kind of
no, I've done it.
I love
just
that
not
you're
like,
not.
Yeah, I've done it. I just prefer, like, you know, I think on all counts, it feels better and it's better for both people. I think most dudes are just like, she doesn't want me to do it. I want to do it.
I've always wondered if that's a reason why guys
like
anal. Oh,
it's 100%
anal
true.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
This is a groundbreaking moment.
This
thank you.
This is.
Thank you for telling us.
Because whenever I think that, I'm like, no, they're not that. Oh, that is so mean. Like, I'm like, they don't like it because we
dudes
don't like it.
Dudes are very mean. Being a comedian, now it's great because, well, it's in some ways it's good because dudes talk in front of you like you're also a dude, but in some, that's also horrible. Because
I've overheard
like,
some conversations that you're like,
yeah,
you're
like,
sure you're telling me this?
All men
okay
are monsters. but yeah, no, and I know they definitely, no, you can't trust anything a man says. I mean, you seem very
you
nice.
You seem great though. You really
I'm
do.
I'm sure you do a shit ton of lying.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Like, what do you
no,
lie about?
What do I lie? I mean, you know, just when you're drunk, you make shit up.
Do you lie
know
about liking someone?
No, I don't oh do okay that. No.
Well, I don't think that's like productive.
No, I'm actually, I'm like, if I, like, I'm pretty much putting it all out there. If I'm like, if I'm trying to hook up with a girl after the show, like I did this the other night. There's just like a feeler. I was drunk and these two girls came up to me and they were joking around. There was like a guy there just like talking. I was in, like the East Village. And they were like, oh, you're really funny. And I was like, yeah, how do you guys feel about group sex? And they started laughing. And I was like, oh, and I was
so
like, oh, they're
un-Sam-like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I'm drinking, I'll kind of like throw like a line out just to like be fun. And they laughed and they were like, we'd do it. And I was like, what? And then I was like, all right, I got a better question. How about we lose this ponytail guy over here and we just make it a three-way? And they were like, we'd do that. And the guy was like, dude, what the fuck? I was like, win this a second ago. But, yeah, and they
so
were,
he, why didn't
he Campanelli'd
well,
them?
Well, yeah, they said they both had like a day job. We could do it like another day this week, and I just haven't followed up. I don't know.
Wow, they were open to planning a three way. You
I
didn't
know,
follow up.
I know. I just
that
like
is so that sounds like a lot of fun, Sam. Why don't you pass that up?
Do you want us to contact them on your behalf?
We'll arrange,
and then come back and give you like a summary or
I'm
something.
I'm like sad that you're missing out.
I know. No. Yeah. I. Why
oh,
wouldn't
God,
you? Do,
if I
have
was
ever
a male
had
comic, I would destroy. This
oh
is
my God,
heartbreaking to me.
Yeah, I just like to throw. I think if you just throw out like a funny line like that, sometimes like it's like they're like, oh, he's like kind of playful, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Have you ever had a three-way? Or
no, I haven't.
What's the most adventurous thing you've done sexually?
That's always a good response.
He's rubbing his chin.
Digging the memory box.
What did I do? The most this is a fucked up story. I'll tell this story
yes,
if you
want
to hear
that's
it.
That's what I
want. But it wasn't on purpose adventurous.
okay,
all right,
good.
This is basically what happened. I went out. This was like right after a break. I was like really a mess. And I went on an OkCupid date with a girl. And she's like really pretty. Showed up. It was like even prettier than her pictures. I was kind of shocked. And we just had like drinks. And at the end of the date, she seemed like a really kind of like good girl. So we kissed at the end. And even when I kissed her, she was like, oh my. Like she was so like Stepford wife. See, I was like, Jesus. All right. I mean, just a kiss. She was like, I didn't expect that. And I was like hammered. I was like, well, you better fucking expect it. You know, like all cocky. And then she just like kind of blew me off. I was like, all right, I did myself in with that line. I was, and so then like months later, she just texts me out of the blue. Like, where are you? And,
and what did you think when she texted you that?
I didn't know what to think.
I'm
I wrote back
some shit.
It was like during the day. I said, I'm in Union Square. What's up? And she wrote back, I want to see you and I want to get freaky with you.
Whoa.
And she seemed like she's a good girl. So I was just like, I didn't know how to respond. I just wrote back, oh yeah, with a question mark. That's what I wrote back.
That's good response. That's
and
a good
she,
response.
She wrote back, do you want to get your penis sucked or not? Or she said dick. She didn't say penis.
I was
going to
say,
do you want to get
clinical
your dick sucked or not? And I was like, I was at lunch with my parents, so I had to excuse myself. And,
Yes, I do. Just let me say bye to mom.
Well, you know what the thing was? I didn't believe it was her. It was so forward, right. And she seemed like such a good girl that like I was like, this some dude stole her phone.
And it was
robbed,
a few months after, you know? The date.
It's like 2 months, yeah.
And you didn't talk in between.
No, I called. I texted her like once. She kind of like blew me off.
Maybe she googled you and found out you were really funny.
I don't know.
Or she went to one of your comedy shows without telling you.
That actually happened recently with a girl who kind of blew me off. And then she was in the crowd and she texted me. She's like, that was so funny. And I was just like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
You didn't want it before.
So the dick sucking girl.
Christina's good at keeping this podcast on point.
Yeah, no,
this is her job when it's
my guy. So here's what happened. I told my parents I had an audition. And
that you just got it from your like agent. You're like, oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah. What? It's possible. You
it
know?
Is possible.
It
so,
is possible.
I left. I go to her place. It's in like Williamsburg in like a luxury apartment.
And this is during the day.
Yeah. And very I thought impressive. Like in my mind, like it wasn't where I dropped her off. So I was like, but I'm like, you make like these rational, I call it blowjob rationale where you're like, you know what? People sublet. It's New York. So I told her, I'm like, I need a drink to do this. You just meet me at the bar downstairs. And she was like, I have a bottle of scotch upstairs. Come up. And I'm like, all right. So I go upstairs. She looks great. It's like a weirdly, decorated. It's like very sparse, you know. There's not a lot there. It looks like kind of.
Like a set?
Like a new place. Yeah. So I go in and she pours me a scotch. I down and she pours me another scotch. We start kind of like. I step on it. We're like making out. There's not a lot of dialogue. She just kind of starts going down on me. And then she stopped and she was like, gee, I hope my roommate doesn't catch us. And I was like, yeah, I also hope that. Maybe we should,
now that you bring that
let's
up,
let's go to
I
your bedroom.
Fear.
Yeah. So we go in there and she just kind of continues. I'm like, that's obviously when I should have left. That was like a fishy thing to say, I think.
It seems like she was turned on by the fact that her roommate might catch her.
Yeah.
And she was like, I hope this doesn't
happen. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm.
And so we go in there. She kind of continues. It's going on for like a minute. And then like the door just swings open. And it's a dude.
In her room?
Yeah. And it's a guy. He's been there the whole time. I've been like set up. And I'm thinking like I'm about to get robbed or something. Like this, it feels so fishy, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like a big dude. He's like Jack. He's he's got like tattoos.
What was his face when he marched in the door?
Just kind of like very casual, just staring at me.
What was your first thought? That's crazy.
I was scared. It's not a good feeling to have a boner and be like it's confused. It's a confusing feeling to be terrified with an erection. It sucks. But he's staring at me and she's still going. I just panicked and I was like, I just said, can I help you? I didn't know what to say to him. So he was like, are we gonna do this or what? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, her. And I said, oh no, I just didn't. I was panicked. I was like, I don't know. That's not why I'm here. And he was like, well,
did your boner go down? Or
yeah,
she was still sucking
totally,
it.
No, no, no. I was I was like letting the air out of a balloon.
Was she like, oh, I get it. Okay. Not into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, well, you're either in or you're out. And I was like, well, that's not going to sell me. I don't know. Like I'm out. Definitely. Yeah. You know?
Why did this
girl
so rude
pick you for a surprise threesome?
That's I don't
not,
know.
You don't
very
seem
violating.
Like the guy.
I know.
I would feel super violated.
I was terrified.
I would not choose you.
You know what the saddest part is? I didn't even like pull my pants up when I left because I was so scared. So like I was really like traumatized when it happened.
That's
so
horrifying.
Yeah.
I would be traumatized too.
You're getting your dick sucked, getting your dick sucked. Then how's this gonna happen or what?
Yeah, it's like
no, Troy.
Like, what's he even your type? Jesus.
I mean, even if he were, come on. Even if Phil Hanley marched in,
what
I'd
if
be like, come on?
Is Phil
what
Hanley
if?
Your type?
What if her roommate was a girl?
I'd probably be on board with it, but like you can't just assume I'm on board with a two dude threesome.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
And also like if the girls like give me a heads up. I just don't like surprises when I'm already going to something that feels kind of fishy.
Yeah. And you don't know her. You knew her from that one time.
Yeah, it was
stupid. So it's not even like you have a trust.
It was a very bad decision.
This should be a commercial for online dating. Just like this.
Yeah.
Don't let this happen.
You only see the married couples. You don't see this shit.
Yeah, I know.
This will be.
I do like that song.
I do too.
But, you know, I left. I remember I called two friends. And, I was like.
You'll never believe it. Was one of them Joe Mackey?
No. It was Phil Hanley and Rachel Feinstein.
And you were like, Phil, I was just thinking about you.
I was with Rachel earlier in the day. And I called her on my way there because I was like, this seems fishy. Dude. If anything happens, here's the address. And she was like, why the fuck are you doing this? And I was like,
because
I'm a guy. Like, I'm going to take this chance. And And she was like, look, I'm not judging you, but like, I'm scared for you. And I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. And then I called her and she's like, are you okay?
Right.
She was very, yeah, she was very, non-judgmental still, but, you know.
Yeah, oh my God.
Did you talk to this girl who lured you into this and been like, bitch, what the fuck?
I was like, why would the fuck do you think I would be into that? And she's like, I'm really sorry. She was apologetic, but it wasn't.
That
was probably her boyfriend. Maybe. And he's a little gay and he suggested that.
Yeah, I was like, stop calling him your roommate. That's not your roommate. That's your weird sex buddy.
Was it a 2-bedroom apartment?
I don't even remember. Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it was what you said to her while you were on the date. Like, are you going to fucking, are you going to do this?
I didn't
say
that.
What did you say? What did you say to her while you were on the date that she was taken aback by?
Oh, I know. I was like, you better expect it. Like, I was like, there was like a cockiness there for sure.
So maybe that's what.
But it was more like just drunk and being like trying to be like silly and, you know.
Oh, okay.
But like.
It wasn't as aggressive.
No, I said it like as like kind of jokingly, you know.
Okay.
But.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's definitely the most adventurous thing I've done, but it wasn't like an adventure I wanted, you know?
Yeah. Has a girl ever done anything weird in bed, like farted or peed?
I think that's normal. I don't think that's weird.
Well, farting, yeah, sometimes you can't help it.
I mean, we've all farted in bed.
Yeah. I think it queefs.
I think we should stop, share a good laugh, and then keep going.
Yeah.
Can you laugh during sex?
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, we always talk about joking during sex. We're both very anti-joke. Like, we're never serious. Yeah, well, you're, like, never serious.
I mean, I'm not, like, pitching material, but I'm, like, you know, I can, like, if something funny happens, I'll laugh. I'm not going to, like...
It doesn't mess up your boner?
No.
Oh, okay. I kind of feel like when I the few times that I have been silly, the guy's like, well, now I can't do it. I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, how silly were you being?
Pretty silly.
Yeah, I'm gonna don't put on a mustache.
Don't, do that.
Put on a mustache and talk in a man voice.
Yeah, I'm not being like, I'm not
you gonna
like,
suck this pussy or what?
Yeah, see, that's what she does.
Not good. Not good. No, I mean, like, I'm not gonna like try. I would do this one thing that my ex girlfriend hated, where I would like act like I thought it'd be funny to act like a real frat douche while we were having sex. So I would just pretend I came instantly. Like, I'd be like, fuck, you know? Yeah. And she hated it, but it made me laugh really hard. So, you know.
What's the best sex? Do you have like a, oh my God, that one time with that one chick, like in your mind? Like, what's the, there? Is there anything? It see, doesn't
you,
seem
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you don't seem like, you don't seem like you're
it
like.
It doesn't seem like anything
passion
really.
Passion for sex. Uh-huh. Like, you like it, but you're not like.
Yeah.
A connoisseur of sex.
If I were to,
I don't think I'm a connoisseur of anything, to be honest. But I think like
joke writing. Been,
I think I love jokes.
Yeah,
but
I love jokes.
I do. I love them.
Yeah, no. I mean,
we're a good comedian.
There's also something that we're great at. So
I think the best. It's usually not like the best performance. It would probably be like the best, like it was like pent up, like I really want to fuck this person for a really long time or something.
Yeah,
that's always like, really fun.
Or so that'd probably be like the best.
Yeah,
but then like then afterwards you're like, that's it, you know?
It backfires sometimes though. I had a guest on who I wanted to have sex. This was like years, and then we finally had sex and it was like, yeah,
I know. Well, that's because you build it up in your. It's kind of, you know what it is. It's like boobs. Guys are always like I see a girl in a bra, I'm like, oh my God. And then she like takes off the bra, I'm like, oh, they're just boobs. Like, who cares?
Right? They like, are just
it's
boobs.
It's cool, but it's like not like for some reason like
guys
the bra.
Are obsessed with boobs.
I love boobs, but then like for some reason you just see them, you're like, oh, they're just boobs. It's not like that big
of
a deal.
Oh, so there's not this like, oh my God, that's boobs.
But then you
boobs.
See a girl in like a push up bra, you're like, oh my God, that's hot or something, you know? So there is that weird kind of, you know.
I mean, I love boobs too. I am often mesmerized by boobs. They're hard to not look at. If like when a waitress is at a restaurant and like she's putting the stuff down on the table and she has a huge rack, I cannot
stare at her boobs.
Look. You have to look
and just say,
"Hey, it looks so good."
Miss.
I don't even like. I'm like
nice tits.
Very. I don't.
I mean,
like
if it's
women
stare at a guy if it's good. Like I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think there's nothing gay about it. I'm just admiring.
You're in awe of a nice looking.
I don't
want to
like.
Person.
I don't want to like fuck any dude. But when I see a dude who's like got a crazy six pack, I'm like, I want to look
at that
impressive. For a second. That's cool. You know,
it's
nice
you have like
eyes.
A celebrity crush who's like, this is your like ideal guy that you know,
like handsome.
Yeah, a guy you'd be like
a guy you admire. admire his handsomeness.
I think George Clooney's hot.
He is hot.
So he's
hot.
Like, he's like just like cool though. He's just like a cool dude.
He's
just,
and he's nice.
Yeah, and he's smart. He's like, he's talented. He's directed good movies and acted in good movies. Yeah,
and he chose the smart girl, so I have so much respect for him. And she's, I mean, she's still hot.
That's the way. That's the way. Yeah, like everyone's like, he chose the smart girl. Like, she's still gorgeous.
She's still super hot. Yeah,
one of the diamonds in the rough. Yeah,
but you know what? He's like, yeah, he's a cool dude. And also, he kind of did it right. Like, he played the field until he was totally done playing the field. Now he's like, all right, now I'm getting married.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's like the way to do it, I think.
And
like,
I feel more honored being picked after all that anyway, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, I'm the one you marry?
I don't know. Yeah. So I think
yes,
like,
George Clooney.
Yeah. I think those types of guys are like attractive.
Admirable.
Men. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just want to be around them.
Who's cool. your girl that you want to be like a celebrity? Like
a celebrity?
Who do you look up to?
I mean, Beyonce, but I would have sex with her.
Right.
You know what? Fucking in Party Down and in, oh my God, why can't I remember her
Lizzie
name?
Kaplan?
Lizzie Kaplan.
She was on, when I did Conan, she was a guest.
She is so fucking cool and cute and chill and whatever. And she's sexy,
Party
but she's
Down
not obnoxious about it. I'm rewatching the season. I'm like, this is such a good show. Why was it ever canceled?
Kind of sucked they lost Jane Lynch though after the first
season.
Yeah,
that was
a big
so
one.
Good.
She's awesome.
She was so good. But yeah, Lizzie Kaplan or like Amber Tamblyn, I love. I think she's so fucking hot.
You like kind of funny
bitches
girls.
Who don't care. Yeah. Funny, but also don't care. Like I have a total girl crush on Nikki Glaser. Like I just have a crush
on
her.
Nikki's hot. Yeah.
Like I actually have like a I'd probably fuck her if I was single.
I like her new haircut, like the short hair.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah,
it's cute.
She looks good.
But I like girls that are funny.
Do you know why it's so funny that you said Lizzie Kaplan? Because the one person that we shared, Todd, she was on TV when we were watching a show, and he was like,
he, like,
oh my god.
Shit.
He was like, oh my god, I love this girl.
Yeah.
And she gave me a weird comment after I got off. She was kind of like, she was like, I can never do what you do. But it wasn't like it didn't come off as positive. It came off like, like, wow, you had to tell jokes.
I could never do heroin.
Yeah. I was like, all right. And I was like, oh, I like you on Party Down. And she was like, thank you. And that was it. That's all we said.
Well, at least you
Hey, you had an exchange. I would masturbate to that exchange for
really?
A while.
Well, I have
I think
it
she's
with
so
me.
Hot.
Yeah, she's attractive and perfect.
Who would you fuck?
She's like also played like the kind of like not hot girl. And you're like,
I know.
This is
like
how
the
fucked
mean
up,
girl, she was not hot.
This is like how fucked up Hollywood is. She's like the ugly chick. And then you see her, you're like, yeah, that's without question a model.
Yeah.
When you see them, you know?
Yeah, but she's stunning.
That's
who would you fuck? That's a... I mean, posh.
Vintage Rose McGowan is my go-to and everything. Now she's fucked up and I follow her. The biggest mistake this year so far was following her on Instagram. It has ruined my life. But like my Beyonce is Victoria Beckham, as we all know. But I don't want to have sex with her because she's too perfect. And
you don't want to corrupt it.
I don't deserve her.
I feel the same about
I don't
Beyonce.
Deserve her.
Rose McGowan was really hot.
Rose McGowan. So I love like a goth chick though. That's why. Like Christina Ricci, like that very pale.
Dude,
very dark
I saw Christina Ricci in person in Chelsea.
Yeah.
Holy shit, she's hot.
Yeah.
Like
Owen Benjamin, a comic,
stunning.
Was engaged to her.
What?
Yeah, I was asking him about
Owen
it.
Owen Benjamin
like,
was engaged to her?
Yeah, yeah,
what?
Well, how'd he fuck that up, bro?
I think.
Dude.
I think,
she fucked it up. I don't know.
I think it's like cool
she's
to like
perfect
to go on
head.
Vacation there, but then like when you live there, you're kind of like, dude, what the fuck?
Oh, I think she's a handful.
Really?
Yes. I also think just to like make it in Hollywood, you got to be so fucked up, you know?
I guess. Or just persistent and naive.
Maybe. But yeah, you should get him on this show. I'm sure that'd be a good story.
Ooh, yeah, now I want to.
Thanks for the tip.
Any last thoughts, Sam? We've talked for an hour.
It's been an hour.
This has been fun.
It was fun.
That's our favorite quote to hear from a guest. It's been an hour because we always hope that it doesn't seem like an hour.
It's like really fun.
Parting words. I don't know.
Where can we find you online?
SamMorell.com.
Okay.
But if you have a parting word, you can also bestow that upon us.
Like a thought you just want
to
throw out there.
I really have to pee. All this coffee. I told you. This is what it does.
I'm proud of you for making it through an hour.
You what?
She has two bathrooms.
Two bathrooms.
Not to brag, but they're two full bathrooms.
And you got this cool room in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty dope, you know.
It's like very studio.
Do you have a show you want to promote or anything? Or
when does this come out?
It'll come out next week.
Next Friday.
Next Friday. Okay, that weekend I'm in Albany at Comedy Works. The following weekend I'm at the Brokerage in Long Island. A lot of local stuff.
And if people are in New York City and they want to catch you, you're at the Comedy Cellar Broadway Comedy Club. But they can get all your dates at SamMorell.com.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll put that link in our bio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sam. This has been fun.
Yeah, thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Me.
This has been Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast.
Bye.
Yay.